This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God puts His blessings in motion long before we experience them. In this series, we've been focusing on God's intimate relationship with us. We talked about His three key attributes. He is omniscient, which means He knows everything about you. He's omnipresent, which means He goes everywhere with you. And He is omnipotent, which means He has the infinite power to answer your prayers. David makes it even clearer in Psalm 139 when he says, "You saw me even before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book." And this caused me to reflect on how God will put a blessing in motion long before we experience it. So recently we talked about Joseph's life, and surely this was the case for him. When we read Genesis 37, we see that Joseph was sold into slavery and ended up in prison. But by chapter 41 in Genesis, just four chapters later, we see that Joseph is no longer enslaved or in prison. In fact, he has been elevated to being the second man in charge of all of Egypt to see the country through a seven-year drought. Joseph's new position would also lead to him being reunited with his family. So sometimes when we experience a blessing from God, we think about it when we receive it in the here and now. We miss that God is so intimately connected with our life's path that the blessing we experience today was put into motion long ago. So embrace that idea and cling to the only words that are most fitting for today's message, and these are, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Jeremiah 29:11. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that your good for tomorrow is being put into motion today.